Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Senator Kevin Kenney about budget cuts at the state level. This is part two of a two-part interview. And with $3.4 million coming from the Department of Corrections, are there concerns about staffing and safety?
Oh, there's huge concerns about that. I mean, I get a bulletin just about every week where staff is being assaulted, and we're putting those people in harm's way. We've cut to the bare bone on many of these budgets, and I really feel that it's becoming a huge safety concerns for our employees that are working there.
And with $4.3 million coming from the Department of Human Services, will that impact staffing as well or caseloads? I mean, we've seen some high-profile deaths within the foster and adoption center process in the last year.
It is a huge concern with the caseload that these DHS workers are having to carry. I worked side by side with many of these DHS workers that are trying to supervise and investigate the allegations, and it's just not humanly possible with the caseloads that we're expecting them to carry, and we're going to have such a burnout rate within our social workers and investigators that it's going to be devastating to us in the long run. And then the spy ones that aren't being served and protected because of our budget cuts.
And many of those Iowans are children.
Oh, most definitely. And not only children, but look at the not having people go in and being able, the ombudsman's office, being able to supervise the nursing homes and so forth. You're supposed to call in a complaint. Doing an investigation, that is not the way you do an investigation, by calling in and talking to someone. You need to be able to go to those facilities and see what's going on.
And with $1.6 million coming from the judicial branch, what impacts will Iowans see there?
Less access to the courts. Our court cases, especially our civil cases, are being extended. And those cases are being delayed, and some of them aren't being seen or being able to be heard in the courts for a number of years, and then it's just going to keep pushing that farther and farther away, and our people just have less and less access to the courts.
And the community colleges aren't immune to this cut either. They're seeing a $500,000 cut.
And there again, it's no different than the Future Ready Iowa. The biggest thing that I had seen when I was having meetings this last year was, we need skilled workers. How are we going to get skilled workers? We need to work with our community colleges. And if we're cutting that, we are cutting the ability to produce skilled workers.
And it's almost April. Traditionally, the session ends in April. Do you think that'll be the case this year?
Yes. We still have not seen the budget for this year. We're trying to work with the Republicans. It's very frustrating when we don't even know what they're looking at this point. The Senate budget, we are being told by our House members, is something that they're not looking at, that they're looking at the governor's plan. But there again, we haven't, that has not been introduced yet. So it becomes very frustrating. And, I myself would love to try to sit down and work on some of these issues with them, but they're just kind of keeping us in the dark right at the moment.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with State Senator Kevin Kenney. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.